Whether you're celebrating the last day of Hanukkah, the first day of Kwanzaa, or this public observance of Christmas, we wish you the best. Especially to people in western New York State, where the weekend's brutal storm continues. Residents are struggling with no heat, closed airports and roads, and temperatures in the teens. Here's Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown. He spoke this morning to NPR's Steve Inskeep.
We continue to focus on life safety, getting to stranded motorists that are stranded in their vehicles, emergency medical service calls at homes, and working with our power company, National Grid. There are people that have been without power since Friday.
Let's bring in WKBW reporter Ed Dranch, who's been on the story. Ed, hello.
Hi, good afternoon to you. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
So the mayor said this storm is unlike anything Buffalo is used to getting. The governor's called this the most devastating ever. How do you describe the scale of this bomb cyclone in your city?
This has been absolutely horrific in the city of Buffalo, not only because of the amount of snow that we've seen, but because of the number of deaths that continue to rise this afternoon. So far in Erie County, the number of confirmed deaths has risen to 25. And that might not seem significant to a lot of people, but it definitely is, because we haven't seen this kind of death toll from a natural disaster in decades. The last time something like that happened was the blizzard of 77, which really is what put Buffalo on the map as, you know, the snowy city. But here we are now, and so many people on Christmas Day are dealing with death.
Yeah. The mayor this morning said people are still stranded in their cars. How are the roads right now? We know the city's entire fleet of fire trucks was stranded over the weekend.
Yeah, two-thirds of the fire engines here in the city of Buffalo were stranded and had to be rescued, along with ambulances and even police and deputies' patrol vehicles. The problem here is that there are so many drifts. It's not necessarily how much snow that fell, it's how it fell and where. It's a matter of the wind taking that snow and blowing it. So some of the drifts might be 4, 5, 6 feet tall, and then you're looking to your right or your left and you're seeing the pavement. It's truly unbelievable. The roads right now are truly impassable. There are many main roads that are open just by one lane, and there are cars dotting either side of the street that have been abandoned. The problem, too, is that there are any number of abandoned vehicles that may still have people inside of them. So that's the biggest concern right now, and there are search and rescue efforts underway as we speak.
Yeah. So is there there has been a driving ban or warning. Is that still in effect?
There is a travel ban in place in parts of Erie County, city of Buffalo, the city of Lackawanna, all dealing with that travel ban still. And I just heard from Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. He's saying that travel ban could be in effect until even tomorrow morning. Now, keep in mind, our airport is still closed and is expected to open also tomorrow morning. So there's going to be an influx of people coming in and out of the airport, you know, who've had their holiday travel delayed or who are simply trying to get out of Buffalo to get back home. Bottom line is we're going to be seeing a lot more people on the roads sooner rather than later.
Yeah. And today, what are the people in the Buffalo area coping with as far as power, getting their essential services, medicines?
Yeah, that's the hardest part, because there are still 10,000 National Grid customers without power in the city of Buffalo. And that number has certainly subsided. But consider the temperature and the wind. People are still dealing with zero power, zero heat for days on end now. And, you know, while these crews have been able to restore the power, for these folks, it really doesn't matter who's already had their power restored. They're still waiting, praying, and hoping that they can get power back on, their heat back on, as temperatures really are sub-zero at this point.
Yeah. And finally, I don't know if you're from the area originally, but what's it been like for you to cover this story?
So I've lived in Buffalo now for more than a decade. I've been covering Western New York weather for 11 years. I was here in 2014 when 7 feet of snow fell. I was obviously covering the storm from last month that affected Western New York, but this is unlike anything I've ever seen. You couldn't walk two blocks without being pummeled in the face. It took me 20 minutes to walk two blocks on Saturday morning at the height of the storm. It was unbelievable.
Wow. Ed Dranch is a reporter with WKBW in the Buffalo area. Ed, thank you and stay safe.
Thank you so much.